This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Where we head to Auburn, where our man Brian Matthews of auburnsports.com joins us on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Doing terrific, guys. Good morning.
Brian covers a team full-time that is the only football team in the country to have beaten both Alabama and Georgia. A quick thought from what you've seen of those two teams live and with your own eyes and what played out on Monday night. Any surprises with the outcome there, Brian, or the way it was arrived at?
Well, the quarterback situation for Alabama certainly surprised me. I thought it was a really questionable move when it happened, but it turned out to be the winning move. So, yeah, I thought it was a good game, and I expected Alabama to win, and they did.
Last night, when Auburn basketball, which hadn't beaten Ole Miss in 10 tries in a row, had their 12-game winning streak in jeopardy. I was watching that. Auburn was down double digits at halftime at home against Ole Miss. And, boy, in the second half, they just blew the doors out. First, your thought on that game last night, and your thought on the Auburn season so far in basketball, Brian?
Well, it's been a fun season, I think, for Auburn. And the first season they've been good, you know, about 18 years. So it has been a while. And, you know, last night's game, they didn't shoot well in the first half. Ole Miss did some things defensively that really bothered them a little bit. They settled for some outside shots. Ole Miss did a great job of penetrating and throwing fouls and scoring inside. But Auburn was a different team after halftime and played with a little bit more energy and just showed. I mean, outscored Ole Miss 50-25 in the second half. That's really, really impressive for an SEC team. And, you know, they're just on a roll right now.
What have you seen with this team that has been the key, Brian, to get them to where they are today? Because obviously there's been a lot of off-the-court distraction. There was a lot of, you know, talk and conversation before the season started. But, you know, as I've always said with any sport, the record is what really matters. And I'm not sure anybody thought Auburn's record would be where it is today.
I think the biggest thing is they play unselfishly. There's not a lot of me guys on the team. You know, a lot of guys that are worried about their touches or their minutes. I think that goes a long way to the team's success. And I also think guys have matured. You know, all those freshmen that played last year are sophomores, and they're just better players overall. Better defenders, better passers, understand, you know, the offense, the scheme better. And then I think coaching staff did a great job taking the three or four things they didn't do well last year, defense, transition defense, free throw shooting, rebounding, making that a priority during the offseason and getting better in all those areas.
Brian Matthews is with us, AuburnSportsLot.com. Let's switch back to football just a moment. I watched a little bit over the weekend out in Texas, the Under Armour high school game, and a wide receiver who can really motor made his commitment at that event to Auburn, a guy named Anthony Schwartz. What information can you lend us about him?
Yeah, and he is one of the fastest players in the country. And he's going to run track at Auburn along with playing football. And I think he's part of one of the better wide receiver classes I've seen at Auburn, you know, in recent times. And Cody Burns deserves a lot of credit putting that class together. And, you know, if they can shore up the offensive line and do a little bit better at cornerback and find a tight end, it's going to end up being a really good class overall.
I was going to ask you, what is next out there? We're getting back into, I guess it's tomorrow, the open period where coaches can contact players again. You just mentioned, you predated my question by mentioning needs out there. What specifically, name some guys that are still real big targets for Auburn.
Yeah, and they're going to have about a dozen guys in for official visits this weekend, the first big weekend of January for that second signing period. And, you know, most of those guys are going to be guys that have already committed. But Dylan, I'm not sure how you say his last name, Wadham, maybe, big offensive tackle from, I think he's from Georgia. He'll be in. His brother plays at South Carolina, so that's going to be a tough one for Auburn to sort of pull in. Matt Elimo, a tight end from New Jersey, will be in for a visit. He hasn't been offered by Auburn yet, but They need a tight end. He may end up being a guy that gets an offer this weekend and even possibly commits. We'll see. But he's certainly got to keep an eye on. Trying to think who else. Auburn's also looking for maybe another running back in this class. Harold Joyner from Mountain Brook will be in for an official visit. And, I mentioned cornerback was a really big need, maybe the biggest need left on the board for this team down the stretch. And Roger McCreary, a talented but maybe underappreciated guy, will be in for an official visit this week. And he's from the Mobile area. And he's a guy to keep a close eye on. He's a guy that I think we just had as a two-star. But I've talked to a couple of coaches down in Mobile, and I think he's a future star. So really a guy that maybe people want to get excited about just because of the star situation, but may end up being a real good player for him.
One other story before we let you go here that I thought would be huge about this time of year for Auburn, but it has been nothing. Can you give us some insight, if there is absolutely any at all, into the ongoing search for a new director of athletics at Auburn? I haven't heard a thing.
Yeah, I haven't really talked to anybody about that recently.
Right.
I do think that, and I felt this way from the start, that it's going to be someone outside the Auburn sphere. Nobody that's necessarily worked here or is working here now. We saw the Oregon AD's name come up recently. I think that's a possibility there, but I don't know exactly who it's going to be or when it's going to happen. I do think it could happen, fairly soon. I thought from the get-go that it was going to be something that they try to move as quickly as possible on.
And it hasn't been moving quickly, but I think it would be for the best for Auburn. I understand the lady with the NFL has taken her name out. She's an Auburn graduate, Michelle McKenna Doyle. And maybe it would be the best for Auburn to get somebody just totally without any ties to the university to come in and establish themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what the Auburn people want. I think they're... I think they get a little fed up with the situation that's been going on the last few years, and that might be the right move to make at this time.
We will certainly see how that plays out. I know there's a lot of anxious Auburn people out there wanting to get that buttoned up as quickly as possible. But, boy, the basketball certainly is a bright spot, and Bruce Pearl has his team playing very well. A lot of fun to watch. And, Brian, I know you got every angle of that covered, along with recruiting and everything else going on with Auburn Athletics. How do our listeners get more involved with what you guys do there?
Well, thanks, John. And I got to mention all your great airtime you got at the championship. I saw you a few times on the
camera loves him, Brian.
Well, a lot of people have asked me that, Brian. I said, why aren't you smiling? I'm not, I wasn't really thinking about it. I saw somebody that was near that. I was kind of motioning to them a little bit, but, I just wasn't really thinking about it. But it's funny. A lot of people have asked me, hey, man, why aren't you smiling? I thought, well, I don't know. Maybe I ought to think about that more often.
But I appreciate it. And you can check us out at offersports.com. Sign up online. We're going to have tons of coverage of the basketball team, continuing coverage of the football team. Big recruiting weekend. We'll have all the visitors and who's likely to get offered or commit this weekend coming up here in the next couple of days. And the baseball and softball get started real soon.
That's right.
Softball's already started practicing, and baseball gets started here in the next couple of weeks.
Great to hear from you, Brian, as always. We'll talk soon.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian Matthews, joining us here today. You know who else is joining us? Gail from Gail's Down the Street Cafe on the curve on Zelda Road, where she